This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Profoundly Pointless. My name is Nick. Coming up in this episode, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have a Christmas special. If you're new to this podcast, usually what we do is we do the profound part first, where we talk to somebody like a professional CrossFit athlete, a Harvard astrophysicist, a dominatrix, about what their life is really like. We're going to skip that and go straight to the pointless. And who better to talk to about pointless things than my boy John Shaw? Let's give him a call.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that entrance. I liked it a little bit. I feel like you could have had a little bit more energy. You sound kind of like, you felt like a department store Santa Claus, maybe on like the fifth hour of an 8-hour shift.
I mean, would you expect anything less? Of course I'm a department sales Santa.
God, do you think, okay, if you were a Santa, like what kind of store are you working at? Are you at Dollar General? Are you at Macy's? Or are you at like Nordstrom's?
Well, I had hoped that I'd be like at Nordstrom level, but in reality, I would be like at a Five Below or like Family Dollar probably.
Yeah, I think that's I could see you as a Ross. I could see you as a Ross, maybe a Burlington Coat Factory Santa.
Wow. I feel like that's kind of a backhanded compliment, but a compliment nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'd be terrible at it, but I mean, I'm not, you know, maybe on your best day you could be JCPenney level Santa.
Just a notch above Kmart Santa, but I'm still there, so I'm all right with it.
Is Kmart above Sears right now?
I think they're at like the same level in terms of shittiness. I don't think one is above the other.
No, I would agree with that. Okay, let me ask you something. What do you think is greater? How much you don't want to see your family or how much they don't want to see you?
Oh, that's a great question. Man, that's a tough answer. I'm not sure I can. Are you talking about like immediate family, aunts and uncles?
Let's go first level aunts and uncles, like your dad's or your mom's brothers and sisters.
Oh, for sure them. I mean, I'm indifferent. I'm not that close with that, like my aunts and uncles, any of that. But I'm sure they don't even give us like a second thought throughout the holidays. That's where like I'm kind of like, oh, might be nice to see him, but I'm not going to go out of my way as to where they're. I don't even think we cross their minds.
Yeah, I think that for me, my extended family beyond like my parents and siblings, I don't think they could absolutely care less if they saw me or not. And I'm fine with it. I could care less too.
Well, you're not that close to. I mean, I live within 20 miles of a lot of family, and I don't see them at all ever.
Yeah, I'm a solid probably 1,000 to 1,500 miles away from any of my family members.
you say that with such a straight face, but it sounds kind of depressing when you say that like that.
Yeah, but I think that. So for people who don't know, I'm originally from Kansas. It's one of those places, it's good to grow up there, but you really got to leave. Like, you got to get out of there, right? And you can't, once you get out of there, you can't really go back. So that's kind of the situation there. Like, I haven't been back to my hometown for six years, and I legitimately probably won't go back until one of my parents is buried there.
Well, I mean, at some point, you're going to have to go back to get your letter jacket.
I don't have a letter jacket. I'm a normal human being.
I thought long and hard about my letter jacket. I think I'm going to post that picture just so you can make fun of me.
Oh, did you try it on already?
Yeah. I think I did it Monday or Tuesday night.
Is it a little tight, real tight, or not tight at all?
Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. Someone's gained a little weight. Not to go too far off the deep end here, but I was involved with this thing called Santarchy here in Detroit, which is basically where a bunch of Santas, people dress up as Santa, and it's a big bar crawl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Either way, what I'm getting at is, with the weight gain, is I put on my Santa suit and I put on the belt, and my wife doesn't say anything to me except make sure the belt goes above the hump there, honey. I didn't know whether to like cry or just turn around or just like, you know, relish in the fact that she got me really good. So I kind of just walked away.
Yeah, that's when once they really get you, and when you're a significant other really gets you with that, there's really nothing you can do. I mean, look, I'm gonna call you out on this because you're my boy and I care about your physical health. You really probably should start making some life changes.
I mean, I'm only having KFC, no offense to Long John Silver's, our official unofficial sponsor, but I'm only having KFC like 3 times a week now.
Okay, I mean, if you could cut it down to 10 a month, you should be good to go.
10 a month, which is still a third of the month, but okay.
Yeah. God, that is a third of the month. That means you're... Wow, that's how many times? That's a lot. Yeah, dude, that explains a lot. Let me ask you this. What have you done to improve your life? What have you done to get better at life in the last year?
Well, I think we're going to talk about it coming up in our top five, so I don't want to give away too many things.
Okay, well then just don't even say it, and let's just move on to your segment.
All right, fine. So for no particular reason at all, I just want to give a shout out to several people who commented and interacted with us on social media. So we're going to go from Dante to Sophia, Anne to Jay to Catherine to Corey to Mike to some person with the handle Omega84. I just want to give a shout out to everyone there, even those who don't respond but still check us out and comment in their head, but they don't want to, you know, put it on social media. Appreciate that too. So that's where we're at with that. Nice. I think I got some good questions to ask.
Look, I want to compliment you. That was good. That was the best job you've ever done of getting through that without noticeable stuttering or forgetting. I thought that was really, you did a good job there.
Wow. All right. I know you're going to edit that part out, but I'll take it.
No, I'll leave it in there. I mean, it's a little bit of a backhanded compliment, but still a compliment nonetheless.
You know, it is the giving season, so you should try to be nice to me at least one episode.
Right.
So let's start off. I assume you wrap presents because you have little children and a wife and all that. Are you going like wrapping all the presents? Do you do 50-50 or do you do like 25% or none at all?
I go all the way. And I will say this, that my mom, when she was growing up, one of her jobs, like high school jobs, was to wrap presents at a gift store. And so I can wrap presents. Like if you saw me wrap it, learning from her, you'd be like, ooh, that's a pretty good job. Like, it's a legitimately good-looking package when I do it, but I do it all at once.
I mean, I was going to ask you, like, if you think you're a good rapper, but apparently you've just put it out there that you are. I feel like I need to see some proof of this at some point.
I will. I mean, I'm probably like a 7, 7.5 out of 10. I mean, the corners are nice and good. Like,
that's where I fuck up, because my corners are fluffy. And, like, I could stick 3 of my fat fingers in there. It's not good.
Do you get frustrated halfway through?
Only when I have to wrap something that's, like, oddly shaped. You know what I mean? Like, not a rectangle or a square. Like a basketball. Like, I would rip the shit out of that all day.
Yeah, all you do with a basketball is you just roll the paper out and you just roll it up and then ball tape it. What do you do when you're wrapping up on a couple of presents? Are you going to pull off like 10 pieces of tape and get them all ready at once, or are you going to go back to the tape every single time?
I'm a going back to the tape kind of person.
That's stupid, dude.
I didn't say it. So I don't rap. I'm like a 50-50 rapper. So I'm not like all the way.
Okay, so you're lazy. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I can see a general lack of following through.
Anyways, moving on. It's kind of funny you asked me earlier what kind of Santa I think I would have been, or I would be. Because I have a question on here. Would you rather be a mall Santa or a mall Easter Bunny?
Mall, no. Shit. I guess it does depend on a little bit on the mall, right? Like, if you're at a nice mall, if you're at a fancy mall, I'd rather be a Santa there because you might get some stuff. But if it's not a nice mall, I would go Easter Bunny. Because nobody, like, you go up to the Easter Bunny, you don't have to talk. You don't have to do anything. You just kind of have to be there. Like, it's an easier job.
I mean, you could probably pass out underneath, you know, the costume. But as long as you're upright, no one would know.
No one would know, right. You don't have to do anything. Like, your interaction is much less. Santa, you've got to kind of, you're holding up the hopes and dreams of five-year-olds, essentially.
And then they pull your beard and realize it's not fake.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Goddamn mall Santas. The most important question you're going to be asked this entire week. You either have to choose one or the other. 24 hours of Christmas Hallmark movies or 24 hours on a continuous loop of a Billy Ray Cyrus Christmas special.
Oh. No, the first one. I mean, Billy Ray. Yeah, I'd go Hallmark. You could eventually just pass out. I mean, because really that's all the same. The problem is with watching any Billy Ray Cyrus movie is you're going to get that song, Achy Breaky Heart, stuck in your head. Then you're going to have to think about his annoying daughter. And I like some of her music, but the personality is just, oh. So I would go with Hallmark Christmas movies.
All right. I would probably do the same. I couldn't imagine listening to Billy Ray Cyrus on any level for 24 hours straight.
No, it'd be awful. What exactly is our top five? Do you remember?
Yeah, so it's and I try to get clarification from you.
Sounds like a no. Just say no, you don't.
I do know. It's the top five things that we're most proud of or most memorable moments of 2019 for each of us.
Okay. I kind of went with top five things of 2019, but it was close enough. Let's just go. What's your number five?
So people probably don't know this. I listen to this, but we lost our dog last year. So we rescued another dog this year. And though he's been an asshole, he's a great Pyrenees lab mix. His name's Archie. He's kind of a badass. So I put rescuing Archie as my number five.
I knew you were going to go emotional. I knew you were going to try to ruin this with some heartfelt crap.
I asked you the question if it was like personal or just overall like events of 2019, and you said it's your list. So I went with my list.
Okay, well, mine is my number five is the saying "Okay, Boomer."
I mean, that's fine for I don't even know what that means. Explain what that is.
Okay, so you know how older people are always making fun of millennials? Okay, Boomer is basically the way to make fun of people who are generations above you and I, essentially saying, like, okay, Boomer, you're an idiot. You know, like, hey, the planet's not really heating up. Like, okay, Boomer. And you just ignore them. It's basically a way of insulting them without them knowing it. And I love it. I love everything about it.
Which I'm sure you partake in because you love insulting people.
Both. It's a new year. I'm trying to step up my game. It's such a great insult. Okay, Boomer. I love it. What's your number four?
I have doing this podcast with you as my number four.
Wow.
I legitimately look forward to tapings. And I'll admit, I mean, you've grown leaps and bounds with what you do. I had to kind of learn and get better, and I try to do that every week. And, yeah, man, it's just fun to talk to you for 20 or 30 minutes, whatever we do. And, you know, it's good. It's definitely my top five, and that's why I put it number four.
I think it should have been higher, honestly. I'm really interested to see what you're going to put above that. Also, did you struggle if you should put the dog ahead of the podcast or not?
Actually, I had the podcast at number 3, but then I remembered something else, which we'll get to in a second. But so it dropped to number 4, but it's still, you know, my top 5 most memorable things of 2019. So
okay, that's very nice of you. my number 4 is endings, in that we had the ending to Game of Thrones, Avengers, Star Wars. Like, it had a lot of big things that ultimately, aside from Avengers, was pretty disappointing.
So I had something like that on my... I went through, like, 6 lists, by the way, believe it or not.
I can imagine.
And that was on, like... I just had, like, all the great media that came out this year. Like, Game of Thrones, Chernobyl, like, TV shows, movies. So I was kind of on the same line as with that train of thought.
Did you watch Chernobyl? I thought you didn't see it.
I did watch Chernobyl.
That's
yes.
Good, man. People, if you haven't seen Chernobyl, you should definitely steal someone's HBO Go password and watch that. It's really good.
Or HBO, because they're a unofficial sponsor.
Unofficial, yeah.
Get their subscription, $9.99 or whatever it is.
Is that how much it is?
I think it's $12.99. I don't know.
What are you paying for HBO Go? Like, where are you going to hit the limit?
I wouldn't pay for any streaming service over $15.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I would pay the most for HBO Go, and then I would drop down from that, probably to Hulu, actually. Anyway, this is not important. What number are we
on? My number 3, I paid off my student loans this year.
Wow. That's a big deal. Yeah, that's a really big deal.
I did. It took me, about 15 years, give or take, but they're gone. So that's that's my number 3.
How much were you paying a month?
I had 4 of them. It was probably about $200 a month.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
that's pretty legit. Nice job. That's a big year for you. My number 3 is groceries to go at places like Target and grocery stores, where you can just order online and then drive up and pick up your groceries and leave.
See, that's a great one. That would have been on my honorable mention, but I had a bad experience last week, so I left it off on purpose. But that's a good one.
What was your bad experience?
My father-in-law ordered a Christmas present for my daughter at Walmart. So it's not groceries to go, but it's kind of the same thing where you go in and they bring it to you.
Yeah.
Like the gift. Well, we ended up waiting 40 minutes with a lot of other people who were waiting for things, only to find out that the person who was supposed to be bringing it out from the back just left the cart at customer service.
Man, I can't believe a place like Walmart would have poor employee quality and not
Listen,
really follow
I,
through.
I didn't say that I ordered it. I said my father-in-law ordered it. I only go where I'm told to go.
Here's my question. Do you blame the people at Walmart, or do you sympathize with the people at Walmart? Because if I was at Walmart, like, I'll get mad about the employees, but then also, if I was working there, I wouldn't give a shit either.
So, I try to understand, but a woman came out and basically just lied to everybody, saying that, like, they were still in the back trying to find orders and fill them, because they had so many, and then, I just see all these packages and the item that we were getting sitting at customer service, so I walk over. And the guy who was working that counter says, oh, yeah, they've been here for like 35 minutes.
Wow. So, did you find out where the break in the chain of communication was? Did you investigate further, or did you just take it and leave?
Fuck no, I took it and left. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I understand that. What's your number 2?
So my number 2 and my 2 and 1 are interchangeable. But so my number 2 is finding out that we're going to be having another baby next year.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is it a girl or a boy?
It's a girl. Due in April.
Wow.
So.
You're going to have another one.
You got 2 boys. I got 2 girls. How did that happen? How did you get
It's called fate.
Boys?
That's called fate is what it is.
Because I'm not... I was waiting for you to say, because you're not an athlete. That's what that is.
Well, you're not an athlete. We know what that is. I mean, some of us... Look, when your boys are swim a little faster... You get men for children, and when they swim a little slower, then you get... I have no idea. That's obviously not correct. my number 2 is just memes in general. There's just a lot of good memes this year. I was a big fan of Baby Yoda. I was a big fan of King Today. I mean, I just generally liked a lot of the memes that came out this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at, right, as a society. Social media, memes. So it is a meme, and I'm not asking this to be funny. I actually don't know this. Is a GIF and a meme the same thing?
That's unclear. I think it is. I believe a GIF can be a meme, right? I think it's just a different version of the meme, I believe.
Well, if anyone out there that is technically savvy wants to ring in on this, call me an idiot. I honestly don't know.
I don't know either. That's one of those good questions that at the end, once I find out the answer, I won't care.
And I'm going to do no research. So unless somebody tells me, I'm not going to ever know.
That's the best way to move forward in your life, is no research or paying attention to it at all. What's your number one?
So you started off saying it was going to be emotional, so I'm ending it emotionally. And it was watching my now 14-month-old daughter grow throughout the year, man, because it's so incredible.
Yeah, it's the interesting thing that now that I have two children, I have nothing related to my children on this list, even though another one of them was born this year. I don't have anything about that on my list. My number one is the storming of Area 51.
it's amazing. Badass. I couldn't tell you what happened. I mean, I kind of forgot about it, to be honest.
Well, it's just everything about it to me. It was just the idea that, number one, there's Area 51 where people think that there's aliens, and then we decide that we're going to storm this government installation. And I just loved everything about that.
And the fact that it might have been a news story for a 12-hour cycle after, now no one gives a shit.
No, but, I mean, 12 hours in today, that's a long time. And there was just, I think what I liked about it so much was there was no way that this doesn't end badly for someone. Right? Either we find aliens, and that's bad for whoever's been hiding the aliens, or people get, in a lot of trouble for trying to storm a secret government installation, and that goes badly.
I mean, what ended up happening? People stormed it, right? And nothing was found. Then now it's over?
I have no idea. I probably, since it's my number one, I probably should have looked it up a little bit more. Why don't you give me your honorable mentions while I find out what happened with storming Area 51?
All right. So you kind of mentioned the movie thing. I don't know why I put this on here. And I scratched it out because, like I said, I had six lists. But I said, finding out the joys of Jameson and ginger ale.
Ooh, I don't think you should be mixing Jameson. That's too good of a thing.
Top shelf, as you would call it, even though you're apparently a bottom shelf drinker.
Oh, I love bottom shelf. Always go bottom shelf.
It's not bottom shelf until it burns a hole through your esophagus.
That's right. That's how you know it's working.
And then I put on a couple other sports related things, the Women's World Cup, Super Bowl, stuff like that. Nothing real of importance.
Give me your best movie and best TV show of 2019.
Ooh, movies. I don't know if I can name you a movie, to be honest. TV show, it's going to be Game of Thrones.
Okay, I would say Chernobyl, but that's all right.
And then movie, I mean, Us was really good.
I don't even know what that one is. Is that the one of the horror movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't watch that stuff.
What's your top movie? You just said Chernobyl.
My top movie that I saw was Hunt for the Wilder People, but that's an older movie, but I just found it this year. It was pretty good. My favorite TV show, comedy show, you need to check out Toast of London.
What platform is it on for all of our faithful podcasters out
Could
there?
Could be, I believe it's Netflix.
Okay.
You gotta let it brew for a second. You have to have a certain kind of humor, but then after that, it's really funny. Okay, what do I have in my honorable mention? I had Chernobyl's in there. Yeah, I don't really have any honorable mentions. I guess I could, The Birth of My Child, he'll get honorable mention.
I will say this, that, we're heading into a new decade, and it's going to be a fantastic decade, I hope, because the end of the 2010s was kind of shitty for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, it wasn't. We didn't end very well. I don't think whatever side of whatever you're on, you could say that this is a good time. That I don't know. Okay, let's hold our feet to the fire. Is the 2020s a better decade than 2010s?
Just in general, without going into any specifics.
No
of
specifics,
anything?
Just in general.
A thousand times, I bet. I'm gonna go with my feet in the fire and say that this next decade will be the most influential of like our lives by far.
Ooh, okay.
From
all right.
Technology
well,
to politics to everything else. I think it's gonna be a huge decade. Huge.
Hoverboards, baby. Hoverboards.
Get my fat ass on a hoverboard. See what happens.
Do you think they make a hoverboard that is within your weight specifications?
Oh my! Can you imagine like having to go like to the hoverboard store, and I go to step on one of the guys like, "Sorry, sir, it's 200-pound weight limit."
Man,
we have our XL ones in the back though.
Yours is like industrial, and it's just two jet engines hooked to each other.
Oh man. I really hope that doesn't happen, but I could see that happening.
Yeah, you got to get that corrected.